Hey guys, Adam from Splendid Sports. I am excited to show you a recent pickup here that it's pretty cool because it allows me to talk about a few different things. It's a pickup that it qualifies as a grading reveal, also a crossover from one grading company to another. And it also allows me to talk a little bit about an era and a player that I've been collecting that I've been really enjoying and learning a ton. So, you know, if you've watched my channel here or listened to my podcast before, I've mentioned that I'm someone who appreciates all eras of the sports card hobby. And as a player collector, primarily, I try to collect a player from as many eras as I can. Pre-war, I don't really have covered yet, maybe someday, but vintage, as you may know, I collect Mickey Mantle. The junk wax era, I'm a big Larry Bird collector, so that covers a lot of that. I collect Tom Brady, so that really has me covered from 2000 all the way up to 2023. But one of the eras that I've really been fascinated with that I didn't have a player to collect until really in the last couple years was the 90s. You know, it's famous for refractors, shiny cards, game-used memorabilia, just a lot of innovation in that time period in the, you know, mid-90s to the early 2000s. But I started collecting Pedro Martinez, my favorite pitcher of all time, and someone who just was fantastic to be a fan of during his playing years. So I started collecting Pedro Martinez. Now, Pedro, as you know, his cards start off in the junk wax era, in a mass-produced era, and I love those cards too. But really what I wanted to focus heavily on with Pedro is, first, I wanted to really make a target list of what I considered his best cards, because that's one of the luxuries that I have with Pedro is, you know, compared to Mickey Mantle and Tom Brady and even Larry Bird, Pedro's cards are much more affordable, even his best cards. So, you know, he's a pitcher. Pitchers don't sell for as high of prices as positional players in baseball, even all-time great pitchers. So I have that working for my budget. So I figured, all right, I'm going to try to go after Pedro's best cards. I'm going to make a target list. And some future video, I'll share the actual list that I made. But I checked one of them off in this video, which I'm going to show here in a minute. So as we know, or may know, 1993 Finest Baseball featured the first refractor cards, famous for that. And Pedro didn't have one in 1993. He had his first Finest was in 94, his 94 refractor. He didn't have one in the 93 set. So I do have that card. But when I look at refractors and, you know, I was kind of looking at the different parallels and the types, one that really popped out for me was the Atomic Refractor. I really stopped collecting in about 1995. So I am 42. I was born in 81. My collecting years as a kid, I would say about 86 to 95. And I kept all my cards. But, you know, years later, when I went back and looked at my childhood collection, I noticed that, yeah, the cards really stopped around 95. So I call 96 and on up the lost years of collecting for me. And it just so happens that during those lost years, some of the most iconic and revered cards in the hobby came out, including this one that I'm about to show. So the Atomic Refractor came out in 1996. That's when it debuted. Now, a key thing with the 96 and the 97 Atomic Refractors in Bowman's Best was that they were not numbered. Still beautiful cards, and there's a lot of demand to those cards, but they didn't have serial numbers. 1998, Bowman's Best Atomic Refractors were the first ones with a serial number, and actually it was the first one for Pedro anyway. So 1998 was his first Atomic Refractor. He has another one in 99, but 98 is really widely considered to be the biggest chase for Atomic Refractors for a few reasons. They look great, as you'll see here when I show the card. But being that they were the first serial number Atomic Refractors, they were serial number to 100, that obviously adds a lot of prestige to these. And, you know, in the hobby, the first of something always tends to matter. You know, the first Topps cards of, you know, Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays, Jackie Robinson, 1952 Topps. You know, there's a lot of reasons why those are so valuable, but being the first, and you could go over many things into why they're so revered in the hobby. And a lot of times it's the first of something. So these would be the first atomic refractors. And for Pedro collectors, this is his first atomic refractor anyway, but these are the first serial numbered ones. And, you know, just a general census feels like from a design standpoint, these are the most attractive to many people, including myself. When I, you know, when I learn something in the hobby, I always ask why. So when people say, oh, 98 are the best atomic refractors, instead of just accepting that and saying, oh, well, those are the ones I'm going to go try to get, I always want to know why. What's the reason? Why is 98 considered to be the best? And if it makes sense to me, then yes, then I will add that to my chase. Sometimes it doesn't make sense. Sometimes there's either no reason for something in the hobby or the reason doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't connect. And so I don't go for it, you know, but if I hear the reason and it makes sense and I enjoy the design of the card, the way it looks, then yes, I'll go after it, which I did with this one. So yeah, the thing with this is that the serial number, that it's a number to 100. For Pedro, obviously it's his first one, so that matters. And the design, you know, it's just, as you'll see, it's just incredible. Actually, when I show this card here, I'm going to have to put these on. So I recommend, if you have sunglasses, blue blockers, something available that will block the glare a little bit, you might want to, because this card is blinding. Blinding. All right, so here we go. Now, what you'll see on this, look at that. I mean, I don't really have to even say anything. If you're watching on YouTube here, if you're on a podcast, get on over to YouTube and check out this card. Just unbelievable, an unbelievable looking card. And as you see here, I have an SGC 9.5 label on top of the PSA, because what I did here is I actually bought this card first, as you see, as a SGC 9.5 off of eBay. And I choose to collect Pedro in PSA. You know, I get nothing against SGC, great company. But for me, you know, we know uniformity with us. I don't only collect PSA graded cards, but I kind of pick certain runs or even an entire player to pick what grading company I want to collect in. And Pedro, I do PSA. So doesn't mean I can't buy an SGC card, but what I'm going to then do is, like I did, I'm going to crack it out and send it into PSA. So I want to also thank one of my good friends in this hobby, Shane, Shoebox Legends. I was on vacation when this card came up on eBay, and I would have missed it. I'm not great with the save searches on eBay. I would have missed this card, and it would have really bothered me, because these do not come up often at all. Even though they're number to 100, number to 100 doesn't seem that rare now to cards that come out now. But back from 1998, number to 100, especially in a set like Bowman's Best 98 that has a huge demand to it, you don't see them. You just don't see them come up. I mean, this is the first time I've seen it come up since I've collected Pedro. So I want to thank Shane for letting me know. Thank you, Shane, man. I never would have been able to bid on this one. I would have missed it. Shane let me know that it was up for auction, and I won it. And, you know, I know there was a debate going on about what a grail card is. And this card was under $500. I do consider it a grail card for my Pedro PC, regardless of the price. So it was under $500, and it is a grail card for me. It's on that list. I don't think you can only have one grail card. I think you can have multiple grail cards. And this is one of my Pedro grail cards. So I sent it into PSA, and I'll show you what the grade came back here in a minute. But first, I need to put my shades back on for this. All right. All right, so SGC 9.5 becomes PSA 10, baby. Gem Mint PSA 10, and here's the back, number to 100, number 22 out of 100. So Grail card added to the PC. Now, it's great that it came back a PSA 10. I mean, I'll take a PSA 10, all right? I'm not against them. But regardless, this is what's great about these type of cards is regardless of what the grade is, 9, 5, 8, 7, 10, it's a Grail card either way. These just don't come up regardless of grade. It just so happened that an SGC 9.5 came up, and that was the one that came up. So that's I made a run for it. If it was an SGC 7 or whatever, I still would have made a run at it, and I still would have sent it to PSA. But hey, it's an extra bonus if you can get a 10. So big addition to the Pedro Martinez collection. Very excited about it. And I will be back with another one soon. Thanks, guys.